Hello, my spontaneous people. This is Shiny Boy here, and welcome to My Culture Mind. This is the show where I talk about anything in the world of modern culture, for music, movies, TV, food, and all that stuff. And today, I wouldn't say it's a packed episode today, but there is still several topics that I really wanted to discuss. Of course, we have, I don't think I've discussed this before, but I think last week we did get a reveal of Superman. We got the Superman logo, at least for the suit, and the title of the film, and also we got, I believe we have the reveal of Avatar, seasons 2 and 3 gonna be revealed, for Netflix. And I'll be talking about Shogun and the Bad Batch, so keep an eye on that, or keep an ear on that. But before I get started, if you are new to the podcast, thank you so much for listening today. This podcast is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you can get your podcasts. So without further ado, let's just jump into the these past episodes that I've recently watched. And of course, I really want to talk about... let's start off with, which one should I start with? Should I go with Shogun or The Bad Batch? Let's start with The Bad Batch. The Bad Batch has been, I can honestly say, I think this is going to, this is already like my favorite season so far, as opposed to the other ones. Not to say that the first two seasons weren't great, but there was a lot of, we were trying to figure out who these characters are, why should we follow them, and like, will this just feel like Star Wars, and like, is Omega gonna be annoying and all that? So I think for this episode, what I love about this episode, for episodes 4 and 5, I didn't review episode 4 last week, but I'll review like episode 4 and 5 this week, and that is because I think these are better because, one, you get to see the relationship between Omega and Crosshair. And I'm going to honestly say, this is going to be Omega and Crosshair season. I truly believe that. Like, because of... we're slowly getting a redemption arc for Crosshair. And we get to see him as a person. Like who he is as a person. Like, is he a good soldier? And the reason why, like good soldiers follow orders is because... think about it. Clone Force 99, they weren't considered they were the underdogs, really. They know what they're doing, but all the regs, or like the normal ones, just look at them as different. And the fact that they receive different, even though they are clones, they are brothers, they still view them as different. And I think Crosshair just wanted to be a good soldier, not because like not because he feels like he's like he has something to prove, really, but it's just, I think it's more of an acceptance thing, really. When you are shunned by other people, and the only thing you can do is be a good soldier, and even without the inhibitor chip as well. So when he took it off, and he still thinks he's trying to be a good soldier and all that, but there's this weird thing of like, what is right, what is wrong, what do I do, like, you know, what is the best decision I can do for myself and all that. So that's what I love about Cross. I think Crosshair's development is going to be the highlight of this season, and this, since this is going to be the final season, please let Tech survive. I do feel that Tech survived. There's no body. There is no body, so might as well just come on, please let Tech survive. I don't want him to die, or just leave him to die. So let's just see. Omega, her as a character, she's slowly growing on me, and also the fact that she may, or like, you know, she may be force sensitive, maybe because they're talking about M count. They've been talking about M counts regarding like taking the clones' blood of our blood samples. So who knows if Omega is force sensitive. And what I also found interesting is that like Crosshair is younger than Omega. I keep forgetting she's older. I keep forgetting. It's like, you are my little brother. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's like, yeah, I forgot about that. Anyways, let's just move on to Shogun. So, once again, for any show, I'm just going to give my full review on the series, or like my full rating, official rating of the show after the series has been finished. So just keep an eye on that. Anyways, episode 3 of Shogun. Now, I think this is where we get to see Sanada's character and John Blackthorne. We get to see them, see the dynamics between the two, because, like, you know, John is an Anjin, Hamada is, like, you know, a lord, but he's one of the outsiders. So we get to see the dynamic of these two, and, like, how do they think, how do they feel, what makes them similar, or what makes them, like, what is their common enemy. And this is, like, what I love about Shogun so far is, like, it's not the fight scenes. There's some, like, cool fight scenes and whatnot and some battles, but it's the game. I hate to bring up, like, Game of Thrones again, but it's the Game of Thrones effect. You have, yes, there's dragons, yes, there's, like, you know, all these weird, like, fantastical elements to it, but it's the political drama. Or, like, you know, it's just the tension, the dialogue between two people, and just be like, do I trust you? It's like a game of chess, really. And that's what makes this show so interesting. Like, it's so dynamic. I love it. I love the look. I love the look of it. One of my favorite scenes is, like, is when John, because Sanada's character, the Lord, he wanted to disguise himself as a female to, like, infiltrate something, or, like, get away from someone, or get out of Ahsoka or something. Ahsoka. I forgot the reason why they switched places, but, like, switched places with the lady. But he was dressed up as a lady and whatnot, and then during the inspection of, like, you know, and then John wanted to, like, you know, create a scene that made him look like a fool or a barbarian. That's just like, you dare to go into the woman's quarters? Where's the purity? Like, it's so funny. Like, so there is humor. There is humor in this show, and it's done so well. Because it's not because of comedy purposes. It's because the comedy works because it plays out to the story. Not for the sake of having a comedic moment, but it adds to the story. And that's what I love about it. And I will say this, one of my favorite scenes of this episode is John putting his skills to the test as a pilot. I keep forgetting that, like, I'm not a sailor, I'm a pilot, or, like, that sort of thing. And then when you see him swim, so basically Hanada's character wanted to see him swim or dive, like, you know, how do you dive properly? And then, like, seeing him dive in so many times, and then Hanada's character, like, you know, finally, Sanada's character finally jumps into the water with him. Okay, let's swim to shore. Let's swim together. And this is, like, the bond between two people. And I'm like, this is what makes this show great. And I'm so thrilled that I was like, this was on my to-do list in terms of watching a show. It's like, I have to watch this. At first, it was all about the samurai aspect. You know, I'm a sucker for Japanese samurais or, like, ninjas, that sort of thing. But the fact that it feels like the drama is all about, it's all about people. And that's what I love about this show so far. So far, so good. So, oh, I hope they stick the landing. I really do. I really hope they stick the landing. Anyways. Let's move on to the announcement for Avatar, Netflix Avatar. So, I watched a video. Netflix released a video of Daniel Dae Kim talking to the cast of Avatar, and he's like, "Hey, I talked to Netflix, and it may not be the news that you want to hear." So, and he was trolling them, really. And look, as I said in my last week's episode, how I felt about Avatar: The Last Airbender, I enjoyed the show. I truly did. I enjoyed the show, but it did have a lot of problems. It did have a lot of problems, and there's like a lot of elements missing, a lot of like, you know, expositions that weren't really discussed, and it was basically tell no show, really. But the moment when Daniel Day came and was like, oh, I'm sorry to say that I cannot announce that we're for season two, and just seeing their faces being so disappointed by all their hard work, and they're like, so it looked like they were so depressed, and that really broke my heart. That really broke my heart, because I feel like they were truly, like, they were onto something good. They were onto something, like, you know, they were doing their best to stay true to the look of Avatar while trying to be original. And that's very hard to do when you are doing a reboot, when there is something that exists, something great, such as, like, you know, the Nickelodeon show. When something like this exists and there's no way of, like, you know, making it perfect, and the fact that that the show was getting a lot of hate, but it did get a lot of viewership. Like I was like 40 million viewerships on Netflix for Avatar. That's a lot. That's a lot of viewers. And as much as, like, you know, how the quality is, I do think that these people were perfectly cast. I'm going to say that. I think they are perfectly cast. Should the writing be better? Yes, 100%. But at the same time, I feel like they were enjoying what they're doing, and I think they're onto something. And I think that with better writing and more heart and more consideration to the original, then they're onto something. So the fact that when Daniel Day came, Buzz like, but I will say that there is something, like, not that I could announce a season two, but I'm gonna announce that we're doing a season two and three. And when their faces lit up, that they are like, oh my god, we are renewed for, like, you know, for seasons two and three. It's a beloved franchise, and the fact just to see their faces so happy that they were able to continue this, really, and because they were renewed. This, now they know what the reception is for season one. There is very, very much room to improve how we can do seasons two and three. Because seasons two and three, if the Toph, like, the character Toph needs to be perfect casting. Like, you know, I do believe that 100%. Toph is an integral character. And of course, I want to see more of Suki as well. But we get to see more of these characters, how they grow as people. And because Gordon is already grown up, you get to see more of the relationship between him and Katara. That is going to be the, that is something that we're going to dive in more to see that relationship and how they're going to be as a, because obviously, like, spoiler alert, they become a couple, like, you know, in the future. So that is something that we are hopefully we're going to see. One thing that I am looking forward to is the fight between Aang and Ozai. So because the original series has three seasons, and it's you know, it's logical that that this series has or the Netflix series has three seasons as well. So it gives them time to, like, you know, maybe cut the fat, really. Like, you know, cut the fat of, like, some Avatar scenes and then try to integrate more into the more of the meat of the series. So I'm looking forward to that as well. And who knows? Maybe they'll do Korra. I don't know. But I'm just so excited for them. I'm happy to see them happy that they're... And I'm happy for myself, really. And for fans who actually do love the show, who think that there is potential in the show, then that we're getting more. And that's more to come, and I'm really excited for it. So, kudos to them. Anyways, last thing on the agenda for today is James Gunn's Superman. And I think... It was February 29th. February 29th, James Gunn announced that he posted a photo on Instagram and in social medias about basically is ironically Superman's birthday. I didn't know that. It was February 29th. That was leap year. But anyways, we get to see a photo of Superman's chest. You know, what is going to be the logo of the our new Superman. And it is the logo of... Well, it's similar. It's similar to the... it's very similar. Very similar to the Alex Ross, Mark Waid, Kingdom Come Superman. The only difference is, like, there's the yellow and instead of the black. We have that type of design. I like it. I still love the S. I'm a sucker for the S. I love it. It's iconic. But I feel like if he is from an alien race, the fact that it looks like this, you know, yes, it sort of looks like an M, but it also looks alien, and it's also like looks like a symbol for something else. So. Man of Steel was like, oh, it's not an S, it's a symbol for hope. It's just an S, as what Lois said. This one, you could kind of make it as an S, but at the same time, it is different, so it's new, it's fresh. And I do think that they are going to go... I've been wanting this for a while now. I want a Kingdom Come story. Give me a Kingdom Come story. It's because Kingdom Come, written by Mark Waid with collaboration with Alex Ross. And Alex Ross, okay. Alex Ross is my favorite artist. Like, probably like in terms of like comic book artists. Like, you know, him... And along with, like, you know, Jack Kirby and, like Steve Ditko, their artwork, like, I always think about, like, what classic, and John Romita, of course, John Romita as well. But Alex Ross, what he did to make art look like, or, like, superheroes in the real world, but still kept the classic feel. Of comic book characters, like, you know, it's not the Hollywood effect, you know, of like the Hollywood look, really. It's just imagine if these people were real, that the face and the suits, like, imagine this is all real, the realism of like a simple Superman suit with nothing like nothing too fancy of the, it's just true to the costume from the comic books. He did it so well. And what I am so excited for is, like, if they're going to do Kingdom Come, I think that's the reason why they chose that symbol. But it is also a dark, it is a tragic story as well. If for those who do not know, spoiler alert regarding Kingdom Come. So if you have not read Kingdom Come, spoiler alert. The reason why for Superman to have that logo with, like, you know, the red and the black symbol is because of the death of Lois Lane. He lost Lois Lane, and I think he had a son too, but she died because of the Joker, and just to see that pain, and then things got, like, turned for the worse. He lost it all, really. It's also the notion that Like, there is so much tragedy that went for Superman, that it was just like the black means like something bad, but also like the red, I don't know, there's something about the symbolism of it. I forgot the whole like true reason, but like there's still hope in there, but even the darkest days, really, like, you know, he still persevered. So it's like, yes, like Superman is usually the symbol of hope, but also like the black stands, like, you know, in times of darkness, really, like he can overcome these certain things. So I think I'm really excited for what's to come. I don't know if they're gonna go that route. I would love to see a Kingdom Come story, even if it's an Elseworlds story. I don't care. Just have it at Elseworlds or something. I just want to see it, because I could already picture it. The fight scenes, Superman versus Shazam, like, just give me it, please. But yeah, who knows? I'm very excited for Superman, and I forgot to tell you, for those who do not know, it's no longer called Superman Legacy. It's called Superman now. And I'm gonna kind of steal this, but it also made sense. So Robert Meyer Burnett, who is one of the like writers and like executive producers, I believe executive producers, I forgot, but he has his involvement with Superman Returns, the Bryan Singer film, and he made a good point that there is no film that is simply called Superman. Not even for the George Reeves adventure. Like, you know, there's the Adventures of Superman, and there's like Superman and the Mole Men or whatever. And then there's like, you know, Superman the movie. It wasn't just called Superman. It was called Superman the movie. Yes, the title says Superman in, like, you know, the 1978, like, you know, in the credits and whatnot. But officially it's called Superman the movie. But there's no movie that is simply called Superman. We had Superman 2, 3, 4, Quest for Peace. We had Man of Steel, Superman Returns, Batman v Superman, but not simply just called Superman. And that is what is so important. I did not hate, like, you know, Superman Legacy. I think it's a nice title. But and then James Gunn just to say, like, it just feels right just to be called Superman. And I am so, so happy that it's like this. Now, does it mean squat? Does it mean anything? If, like, you know, that, oh, because of there's a title change, or like if it's just called Superman, it's gonna make the movie increasingly better. No. One, because I haven't seen the film. But I will say that because of James Gunn, he said that, oh, I think it is important to just call Superman. That means, like, the heart of who Superman is, like, everything that we've seen so far, all the Superman films that we've seen, and then James Gunn say this, I'm just going to simply call it Superman. It's basically, we're really focusing on is Superman. Yes, he's born in the world of, like, a lot of superheroes. We know there's going to be a Green Lantern there. There's going to be a Hawkgirl in there. But the whole heart of this is, like, this is going to be a Superman movie. Or, like, this is just about Superman. So I am really, really excited to see what this movie is to come. And the announcement when he's not going to do San Diego Comic-Con this year, because he's, like, busy shooting, that is a good decision on his part. We've already been, like, I think it's already enough that we've gotten, like, you know, an image of the suit and just be called Superman. That's a good announcement. And the fact that he want to focus more on the quality of the movie and not just like, oh, here's some exclusive stuff. Like, you know, I'm just glad that he is focused on making this movie right. Because everything, what the DCU is riding on is this film. If this film is a banger, And I'm not saying that the wrestler is going to be, like, you know, the greatest, but you need to set the tone for what this universe is going to be, this new cinematic universe, what this is going to be. So I am very, very excited to see what's to come. So, yeah, to kingdom come. Anyways, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this podcast, click follow whatever podcast services you are listening this to. Share this podcast to anyone you know. It really means a lot. It really helps a lot. And until next time, so long, farewell, take care, bye-bye.